Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Scott Jordan is our guest, our new friend, the founder and CEO of Scotty Vest. That's right, you know about the vest, where you can put all your technology in one garment. You got a lot of different garments, though, don't you, Scott?
Yeah, we have over 40 different items in our line for women, and shirts, pants, hats. We even do boxers with pockets.
All right.
Pockets make all clothing better.
Well, one of my favorite things that my dad and my uncle used to say all the time when I was growing up was, handy as a pocket on a shirt.
Really, I like that.
I still find myself saying that. Okay, so folks, as many of you know, you may know Scott's story. He was on Shark Tank the third season, and his success story has been published pretty widely. His new book is called Pocket Man, by the way. I encourage you to check that out. And in the previous segment, you talked a little bit about what it takes to kind of get that follow your entrepreneurial dream, the importance of passion. But let's go forward now. Let's look at from today forward. As you think about your own business, as we're all out here thinking, okay, where are we all going to be 5 years from now? What is your vision, Scott, for how you think the marketplace is going to go over the next 1 to 3 to 5 years?
That's a great question. I've contemplated that a lot, and since I started Scotty Vest 14 years ago, and I have found that there's only one factor that will enable me to answer that question with any degree of certainty, and that is the people that are involved in my business.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's something that is impossible for me to predict, because my biggest challenges in growing this business are the people side of it. I happen to live in God's country, beautiful Sun Valley, Idaho. Mm-hmm. It's a community of 5,000 people, and recruiting and hiring and retaining people has been my biggest challenge.
Mm-hmm.
So, I can answer that question, where would I like to be in 5 years?
Isn't that a great irony right now with all the unemployed people we have, with all the people who've given up looking for jobs? What you just said is something I hear from a lot of growing small businesses. Because that's what you're a small business owner, just like most of the rest of us are. And they're telling me that the problem is not that they can't, that they don't have the business to grow and hire employees. They can't find qualified people.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. I don't know.
Which makes us turn towards technology, doesn't it? It makes us turn to outsourcing. It makes us turn to technology.
Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I don't think the problem is lack of good jobs. I mean, we're hiring. We're constantly hiring. We're just trying to find the right people that are willing to work hard and mm-hmm. get the job done. So to answer your question, where do I want to be in 5 years? I want to be a $100 million company. Where will I be? Well, if I can hire 3 to 5 great, what we call them, implementers, marketing implementers, mm-hmm. people who can get stuff done, and report back and get more stuff done, then I can do it. 3 to 5 more people will be the difference between where I am now and $100 million. So I know based on my own experience that getting those people, is not as easy as it is to say it.
Hmm.
It's funny. When I was in college at the Ohio State University at business school many years ago, I took a human resources class, and I'm sitting there wondering, going through the psychology of people and all these, how do you motivate people? And I thought to myself, but you just pay them a good wage and you tell them what's expected, and that's all that's needed. No. I've learned, the hard way that, money has very little to do with, performance.
What is the key then?
You know, you got it. Well, it's funny because it comes full circle, in my opinion, because it just like I was in a number of jobs that I wasn't passionate about. You got to find people who are passionate about what they're doing working for you. Mm-hmm. You got to give them.
Are you describing what I call entrepreneurial employees?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, you want to make your employees feel, you know, that they're meaningful. You know, but they have to be meaningful.
But everybody's not prepared or capable of being an entrepreneurial employee. You've really got to sort through a lot of folks to find those people, don't you?
And you don't want a whole business full of, you know, all entrepreneurial employees. You need some people who are, you know, willing to do some other stuff too that you don't want, because, you know, listen,
you don't want an entrepreneurial accountant, do you?
Yeah, no. When I was an employee, I was entrepreneurial minded. I wanted to be my own boss. That's not the type of employee you necessarily want.
Right. So, well, you want people who will take ownership of their jobs.
Yes.
But maybe my definition of an entrepreneurial employee is somebody who wants to take risks with your money.
Yeah. I welcome that, calculated risk.
Yeah.
And here's the important part. They got to learn from their mistakes.
Right.
And in order to learn from their mistakes, they got to be willing to admit them when they make them.
And you have to be willing to redeem them, too, when they do. They have to know you will redeem
absolutely.
Them.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
Yep.
What did we learn, right?
Yeah.
Hey, Scott, I got to wrap it up. Give us the website one more time.
It's scottevest.com.
All right. They can find out more about the book there.
Evese, and the book's on Amazon.
Pocket Man. Scott Jordan. Hey, Scott, will you come back another day?
Absolutely.
I've enjoyed having you here. Come back soon. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.